February the 23rd, 2023. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC. Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salam alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is on Islam, the tafsir of Imam Waraziuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blocktalkradio.drmirajspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the ones that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihil kareem. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Double cross takes a living soul, a living human, and nail it to a dead structure. So they have a double cross. To take a living human being and nail it to a dead structure, that cross that they put him on was a dead structure, dead wood, from a once living entity. It was once alive, now it's dead. So what is the death? Death is the word void of the true spirit. Void of the true life. It has been emptied of its true life, and now it gives to you as a dead thing, and then they fashion your life to that life, and you are drooped, you are dead. Not truly dead, but dead as the life God wanted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, the dead, that he did not crucify him, neither kill him, nor crucify him, but it was made to appear to them as such. I was in the Vatican in Rome looking at the pictures that Michelangelo drew of Jesus Christ in the crucifixion, and also one of him in the arms of his mother after they had taken him down from the cross, and one of the ladies standing near me, near to me, as I was looking at it, she said, do you notice that his body is not stiff? His body is limp. If he had really been crucified and rigor mortis had set in, his body would have been stiff. So even Michelangelo knew, or they instructed him, the wise in the religion, said Michael, that is not right. He has to be limp because rigor mortis had not set in. The word is not dead. Cross, head drooped. The church leadership is not conscious. So on the cross, his head drooped. And we think that his head, that is the head of his following, the church, the body of Christ, not the true prophet. That is the body of Christ, which is the church or his church following. Its head was drooped, meaning no more alive. The senses are no more alive. The consciousness is no longer in the leadership. So the head drooped as though it is asleep. They say when they sacrificed Peter, the leader of the church, they didn't crucify him like they did Jesus. They crucified Jesus on a cross upright, and they crucified Peter upside down, the same cross but upside down. So why is the message given to us like that? He was crucified upside down and Jesus crucified upright because the New Testament or the new disposition following under the leader who came after Jesus Christ was not what Jesus established. It was the opposite of what was their problem. His head was up towards heaven, up towards the universe. The head of the new leadership is down toward the earth and the feet up into the heavens. So balance up in heaven and feet means a lot. It means balance. But the feet also mean small people. So the small people are put in the sky, and the new church leadership have their mouths, ears, tongue in the earth trying to get all that they can get. And that is why they did, and that is what they did for centuries. This is history. God's Gnostic soul that has divine light in it. That is what they did for centuries, collecting the wealth of the masses and keep the masses ignorant. Wouldn't educate them and wouldn't free them. Were they that bad? No, they were that ignorant. They actually thought that their sciences that they had gotten by studying the teachings of Jesus Christ and the scripture that came before, they thought that they had gotten the sciences to the master, the unruly public. And the unruly public are not the children of God, and they did not have divine or divinity in them. They thought that they had the divinity in them, meaning that they are people of the soul that he that has divine light in it. They thought themselves a superior creation than the others, and they were just like animals. Since they are like animals, they did not have have the real thing. They said women didn't have a soul at one time. This same leadership said only men had souls. Let us hear what we have to say against this corrupt world. Let us see you out here with your soul being expressed. Don't keep secret in your soul that are against this world. Express those things that you are holding inside of yourself. Let it be heard out here, and we will know you are a force with us advancing the Sibylla, the way of God. You can excuse anybody. Someone might say, "Well, I don't have a job. What can I give you?" Give us your soul if you have nothing else. The world needs more than money. It needs your soul. The world needs more than physical interaction. It needs spiritual interaction. So you have a soul that is good, intact with this world. Come back to this world. Do what you have, but advance the way of God, whether you have money or not. If you have money, spend both. You guide us to our path. Get you down from here. From earth returned to it, then resurrected. So the plural of Sibyl is symbols, and God has given us that knowledge too, that he has a way, but there is also many paths down here on the earth working, and he is the one who has guided mankind to all these other. What are they? The path of science, math, social studies, medicine, so many paths down here. And the earth has evolved. The horizontal life. He evolved all of these many sciences, and we are taught through the picture of the faithful worshipers or servants of God to give him credit, saying, "We would not have been able to achieve this had you not guided us." That is to say that all of the paths of man's productive life and good life, we are to give God the credit because he is the one who created matter and designed it to evolve not only our flesh, but to evolve our senses and even our morality. You know that. So we look at the earth and we say, the moral life, don't let it touch the earth, but the earth is what gives birth to your moral life. You might ask, how did that happen? He created us to interact with each other. When we interact with each other, we can't tolerate the primitive behavior of such others. So living together evolves this civil life. That is what evolves it. If we don't come together, the civil life won't evolve civilization. So when we live together, we say you used to live by yourself, your wife, and your two kids out in the woods by yourself. But now we are forming a town. Please don't belch like that at the table. Hold your wind until later or go to the washroom. See how living together is evolving us? So we are learning a higher moral life, a life on a higher moral plane, just by interacting and having engaging each other, right? So everything evolved. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, get you down from here into the earth where you will find for all of your aspirations, moral, social, and whatever, right down here living in the earth together. So that position. Al-Islam is a spiritual revolution against the bad rulers. From it you were taken, and from it you have to return, and from it you will have another resurrection. So we stand up in prayer. That is how we begin Quran. The word of God, that is the light. That is how we begin reciting it, turning toward our origin that represents the original nature God created for man. So we turn toward the Kaaba, Qibla, Allahu Akbar, and we stand here and recite the words of God, not my words. We must recite the words of God. And the word of God will bend me down, make me submit, make me praise him. So when I go down, I say, God is the mighty, three times. What am I addressing? What am I addressing? What is this sign addressing? Mighty kingdom, mighty government, mighty power that had control over man's life. Now God is freeing me, control, and they are not mighty. He's mighty. I recognize him as more mighty than the nation. And the power that we have recorded in history, then I come up saying, Sami Allahu Lamin Hamida. Sami Allahu Lamin Hamida means God has already heard whoever praises him. My bending didn't make him hear me. Actually, the true Islam is a spiritual revolution against the bad rulers of the world. That is what you have to understand. This is addressing bad nations, bad powers, those who claim might. And if you read the history of the rise of civilization, it had the rise against the mighty brutes, nations who claim and force their will upon the masses, upon the majority of the people, upon nations from the position of their might, their power, their aim, their material wealth. So this is what we are addressing. You don't want to see Al-Islam in this way. You are not with me then. God has raised me from a child, much younger than my son who is here, not to like injustice, whether it is in the temple or outside. That is how I was raised. God raised me like that. But the man brings material and science out of the earth. Allah above those who have knowledge. So you go down to the floor and you make sajda. You make one and you say, glory to my Lord the Most High. Three times. What is this addressing? Civilization first. Conquered in the name of physical strength and power, might, weapon, but then science came to them. out of the earth, and it gave them another superiority that puts them in a situation where the mighty nations is material strength could be defeated by them as though they were inferior in material might to those nations who had science and used it over the heads of the others. And they defeated those powerful, mighty nations. So Joshua is the throne of power. This is a graduation for the rise of nations. Here they go to the earth and they get out of the sciences and they sit on the throne Joshua. That is the throne of power. So they rise up and they sit on the throne one, but you can't stop there. Knowledge is not you should bow to, and that is not what you should sit upon as your authority to rule. Not knowledge only. So you go down and you recognize that God gives us the sciences out of the earth, out of the material reality, and you say, glory to my Lord, the Most High. They stop calling themselves the mighty. They start calling themselves the ulema. God says in Quran, وَفَقُّلْ كُلِّدَاهِ لَمِنْ أَلَمُونَ Where فُقُّلْ دَاهِ إِلْمِنْ أَلَمُونَ Translated, above every knower is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all-knower. So he is the Most High. So knowledge, what they now bow, now what they now made them higher than the others, so now they are ruling because they are higher in knowledge, not because they are necessarily stronger in the physical mass or the power, but because they have more knowledge. So you rise up from Joshua and say, oh, Allah, forgive us because we went wrong. Even though we recognize you as the Most High, what we found made us blind to the truth, and we got absorbed in our own knowledge and forgot you. So we say, oh, God, forgive us and have mercy on us. Then you go down again and come back up, and you begin the compliments are not for any but for you, God, the most deserving of this, that I have been giving these kings and queens trying to get them to accept me in their kingdom or welcome me in their presence. When I have changed to speak to them, I have been telling them, Hayakumala, ya ra'ani. Hayakumala, ya ra'ani. God give you long life, getting rid of those false masters, throwing off the oppressors, and prayers are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do they do so they can get the grace of the man? God give you long life. May he protect the kingdom forever. Ameen. May he give you all of the riches and all of the beautiful things. Ameen. So who are you praying for? Not to God, but to this God. You want him to be nice to you. Then they say to the rulers, good Lord, good master, we are living so much better now under your rule. You hear me, my brother? This is a good man. No, salutations and prayers are for God, not any salat, not any aggrandizement or praising or complimenting. No, that is in the tradition of man's life from the rulers. That is what it is addressing. That in the history of man's life on this earth under false rulers, that is what it is addressing. And that we should change from that, turn from that. When you go to Saudi Arabia, what do you see? When the king comes in, Hayakumala, Ya Aziz Kubira, that is what you hear. They start praising him, and then a group of poets come, and they will start singing rhythms and rhymes to it. And he is sitting up there like nothing can touch him. He is unreachable after all of that stuff. He is saying, you don't know me. You're nothing. All you say doesn't move me at all. I got you before you came here, and I'll have you when you leave. I don't need your flattery. I don't need any of that. But if you don't give it, investigate him. You probably need to lock him up or kill him. So you come back up and you sit down and you start reciting in the right way that this we have been given. The rule is not for them, it's for God. And then you say, now you are ready for peace. As-salamu as-salamu alayhan nabi. I have been reconciled with your life and your spirit, O messenger, O prophet, prayers and the peace be upon you. So I greet you with peace, beyond you and the mercy and the blessings of God. Now I know you're deserving of it because God has reconciled me with your soul, your life, and your spirit. Then you say, As-salamu alayni wa ali ibadullahi. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadullahi salahin. Peace be on us because of you and on the righteous servants of God. Al-Elena, aren't we the righteous servants of God? Why do we say, Wa'ala ibadullahi salahin? Because they are righteous servants out there among the Christians and among the Jews and other people. And we wish them peace too. Isn't that beautiful? When you really know what you're practicing, it is salvation. It's beauty. It is what will make us comfortable with other good people all around the world and make them comfortable with us. If you just take them, my commentary, it will open up the world to you. People won't fear you, they will love you. Now I'm ready to be a witness that qualifies you to be a witness. So I witness there is nothing but one God, only the one God, have brought us to this excellent position in the world. That's the truth. Abraham is the father of it. Now we can say, now we are true witnesses, that how can the people behave like they're behaving in the Islamic world? By witnesses that Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, is what he is. You can't be a witness. How can you see what he is doing, what you do? It tells us that you don't know what he is. You don't know what he is. You don't know this prophet. Prayers and the peace be upon him. They don't know him. We know him. Allahu Akbar. Do you know you can stop right there and say, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah? That can finish. Your prayers, that is the farad of your prayers. That you come to that position and witness that the one God, witness that Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, and say, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, because that knowledge puts you in the position to give peace to the conscious world on the right and the unconscious world on the left of those who follow their knowledge and those who follow by habit. You can give both of them peace upon that authority that you have achieved by following the discipline of the knowledge, the guidance of God, to that conclusion that there is but one God in Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, a mortal human being, is his messenger, not an angel, not a good Gnostic, not a divine person who lived separate from the world. No. A mortal man who had wives and swept the floor for them, go out and shop for them in the market by himself, not with an entourage, Do you know Muhammad, President, peace be upon him, was that powerful man over the whole state of the Muslims, and would walk out and go shopping in the market, and they would see him, and they were shopping for groceries and things to take back home? Jesus, Muslim, to believe as a sign of human possibilities. So fitra is Christ's nature. That was our prophet, present and peace be upon him, a wonderful creation. And that is us. If you understand it, that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be. That is why he is a model for us. He wants us to grow in that light and in that pattern of Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him's life, and all of that was given to the world before Jesus Christ is a sign of it. Take up his burden, take up his cross, and identify in his life Christ in Christ and Christ in us. It says that if a Muslim does not believe in Jesus Christ, he is not truly a Muslim. So he is ignorant of his own identity, because to believe in Jesus Christ is to believe in yourself. It is to believe in the possibility for your own life or your own self as God puts his spirit and his words into you. So you should be able to become Christ nature. And we agree in that, but we don't call it Christ nature. We call it fitra. The original nice pattern and discipline that God established in creating human beings for them to evolve into it, to hunger for it, to struggle and work hard for it until you arrive there. The prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, when he had arrived there, said, God, here I am. He did not say, there I am. He did not say, I am with you now. He said, I am here. Here I am, oh Lord, meaning I finally in my own self. I'm finally established as you want me to be established in my own self. So here I am. I hope you got it clearly. I'm giving it clearly, but sometimes you are not in the solar system. You are with a comet, and it is just going fast as hell through everything. Communicate to a comet, but I sure can communicate to a member in the family of stars or planets, but not to the alien who is just flying, going headlong on where he doesn't know until he burns out and crashes upon the earth somewhere. He stops dead. Many of us are like that. Don't become so confident in your own thinking and mind. Always take the position that it is possible that I can be guided more or better, no matter how much you achieve. That is my position now. And I believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown me the whole reality. Joshua is sitting on the throne. So we finish in Joshua, and it means that you are sitting on the throne of authority. And every one of us is supposed to be able to say our prayers and come to that conclusion, aren't we? So what is that saying? Every tub should set on its own bottom. Isn't it what the book says? It has to be fulfilled. The Quran comes to complete everything that came before. Every man shall have his own vine and fig tree, and every tub shall set on its own bottom. So this is the independence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for each and every one of us. Free our minds and hearts and souls to live at peace with one another on this planet Earth. And he wants us to live in the light, not in the darkness. And all of us can come to that light just following the way of our prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him. Lastly, what do we say? We say, oh Allah, make Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, successful, because this is the man. We recognize him, so we pray for his success. Make him successful and make his followers successful, as you did Abraham and the followers of Abraham. Bless Mohammed's prayers and the peace be upon him. Bless him, me, not only the spirit life, but also in the material life as you blessed Abraham and the followers of Abraham, surely in all the world. You are the most worth of praise and the most praised, and you are the most famous. Don't we follow people because they are famous? We follow fame. No, God is the most famous. And if you want to get up right now, what do? They use the ones who are famous, or they seduce us with the possibility that we will become famous and take us off course, feed us into destruction if we buy it. So this is a wonderful prayer. Elijah Muhammad helped whites and used the fishing for blacks. And look how God spoke through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, a man who couldn't see like I see. He said the Muslim prayer is the best form of prayer. He wrote it and put it in writing, even though he was not instructing us to pray that way. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said many things. I know he said it and didn't know the full ramification. He didn't know the full power of what he was saying, but he said those things. That is how God is. God speaks through whatever he wants to speak through. And certainly he spoke a lot through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. In fact, he healed the white race who are healed. His medicine was the most powerful for healing them. What he gave was the best medicine for healing the white race here and all over the world. So fish the seed that he is being said to feed you. So what we give to us was the best trick for getting the people to come from their ignorance to the right way. What he said was he was fishing, right? He said, go out and fish the dead in. So what was that saying, fish? A fish is deceived. You make the fish think that you are feeding him. But if he gets what you are giving him, he gets cooked. And you'll bring him in and you'll eat him. So you deceive him to make him think that he is being fed, but really he is going to feed you, right? And Mr. Farad, that is what he had in mind. I'm going to give them something that they think is food for them, but I'm going to hook them, and Wallace is going to get them one day, and they are going to be feeding us. You will make a real nice meal on this new table. So they were fishing, meaning searching, trying to search and find what will bring the life to them, right? They were searching to find what will bring the life to God and these people. But they were doing that through the spirit and the emotional side, not the rational side. Isn't that the average church preaching right now? They are trying to get the people to come to God by working their spiritual or emotions. Emotional side gets you to come to God. So they are not following Jesus Christ. He said, throw that net on the right side, not to fish in the blind water of the people, but fish in the light of their reasoning, their understanding. And that is fulfilled with Muhammad's prayers and the peace be upon him in Al-Islam. So over and over again it says, don't you have brain? Don't you use your brain? This is the Quran. You should understand that you were created with brain. Don't you use them? Should you ignore the brain? And God has created you with? That is an argument of the Quran over and over again. Don't you know that you should use brains that you are created with? These brains are what make you superior to other creatures. Your special human brain makes you superior to all other life. So don't you want to use your brain? And you men of the truth, pardon me, come from Arabia, where Abraham, first house Kaaba, as light came out of Mecca, east of Jerusalem, coming to the west. Prophets say to the angels, your knowledge is of the nature of fire. Fire burns, things twist, distoriate, break loose, disintegrate. The prophet fire is different from fires in that it doesn't destroy the form of things. It reveals the form of things. Allah is not going to change the human nature to make the human an angel or spook. God isn't going to force the devil to come back into good form. He is going to shine the light on the devil. The world and the devil know, or the devil see, that he is out of form. One light puts up the rule day. Sun, moon, first you have to have the light of conscience that shines in the dark. You can't see your own way, but you've got a light of obedience, proof lit in your mind. And it'll keep the light on until the sun comes up. So when the sun comes up, the moon takes a back seat. Sometimes the moon survives the night and is out with the sun. East means beginning of mind. So Quran Surah 2, Ayat 20, lightning walk then stop. Matthew 24:27, as the lightning shine out of the east. So when you get there, the Holy Ghost will tell you what to say, meaning that spontaneously you will have a spontaneous illumination. Your illumination will be spontaneous as the light flashes out of the east, even unto the west. So lightning is spontaneous illumination. It gives you vision for a little while. You see, and it cuts off. Here it is now. It starts from the east. The east is symbolic of what? The baby stage, the beginning, the dawning of the mind. The east is the dawning of the dawning of the mind. West is darkness, but it's going to take you all the way to the west. It's going to take you to the point where you will want to be, to see beyond this world. To see beyond this world, the spiritual light has to come out, has to go out, pardon me. The sun has to set. Then you will seek the universe on the black pattern, on the black, on the law of the heavens, right? Now, when you get that understanding from the law of the heavens, understand that it is not to go up there. It is to be applied down here. They wanted to see God manifest in body. So he punished them with lightning, right? So with lightning bolts, he punished them. So the same urge that will bring us into knowledge. Jesus said, I will bring us into knowledge, didn't he? He said, the light will shine out of the east, even unto the west. If your attitude is right, if your orientated rightly, then the spontaneous burst of this rational urge, intellectual urge, will eventually bring you to see that the emotional urge is not plane as my leader. It will not take me into the proper plane. I have to give up that. Must die. I'm going to go away, right? Must go away so that the spirit of truth will come unto you. So when you close your eyes and you shut your eyes to the light of your own intelligence or intellect, which is emotional in essence, it feeds by your emotion, whether you know it or it's not. It feeds by your emotion, the urge in you to know so. If you say, I don't want to go for what I want, I will be done, God, not mine. fit or not, or it's fed by your emotions, the urge in you to know so. So that you say, I don't want to go for what I want. You'll be done God, not mine. Close eyes, stop urge to see material wealth. Yes. So when you close your eyes, the urge to see the material world, and you want to see the will of God, not the world, but the world of the will of God, then the spontaneous urge comes back against the lightning. Bright had omens. It brings bad consequences, and lightning brings good consequences. That's why one lightning is bad and the other is good. In the New Testament, the lightning that to show you how Jesus came back is good. But the lightning that hurts the people who want to see God manifest in the body was a curse. It was bad. So when you close your eyes to your own self world and your own self, and you are trying to reconcile yourself with the will of God in the dark of your own vision, close your eyes to your own vision, then God causes the inner urge, that what is called cognition. Look it up in the dictionary. If you don't know that word cognition, it is a word or a term of just what we are talking about, the natural urge in the intellect to see and understand cognition. So the cognition then, yes, they give you the carnation flower sometimes on special occasions, right? It has something to do with that carnation, incarnation. No, carnation is the opposite of this, pardon me. Cognition is different. Always, anyway, cognition, then it is an urge that first manifests as, yeah, that's ignition. Ignition is the spark of things to become or of ending. So lightning intuition. Quran Surah 2, Ayah 20, walk only in thunder and lightning. So lightning refers to intuitive light of man. I really like the word Prophet Abraham gave. He told the big ruler, the one who created me, to guide me. And that's a good way to get another view. Look at Abraham, see him a little clearer. So where is the guidance in creation? The guidance for any form of life is it is in its created body. Is that not right? Science is the guidance for treating all forms of life from the study of that form of life. So the guidance is in its creation, in its form. That is where the guidance is. That's why just anybody can't be a doctor. You can't guess at the treatment. It is scientific. The guidance is in the created thing. So that is what Abraham was telling the arrogant ruler. You think you know everything, but no. You are ignorant. You are following guesswork. You are nothing but an advanced, wealthy witch doctor. Here I'm coming with the truth, and you have false magic. The one who created me shall guide me. The meaning of Kalika Fasawa Kadira Fahada. Kalika Fasawa Kadira Fahada. In four steps he created, then he balanced everything. That is laws of things that are balanced. It means these things are governed by laws, Kadira. Then he empowered the intellect. That is talking about the intellect, but the same thing happened with creation itself. God has created matter, so it comes willingly or unwillingly to the order that God intends for it. So if it is not in agreement, then there is a strain in the matter to conform to the law intended for that matter. it might explode and then find its adjustment, or it might, by some other activity, come to its adjustment. But it is going to come to its adjustment because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it all for peace, so it has to have its peace. So for the intellect straining for guidance, it strains and strains with issues that the intellect wants to see in some kind of rational order or agreement. The intellect strains and strains. That is what the term qadira is referring to. And after a while, the light comes on. It happens, and the intellect knows this is the answer. So this is how it's supposed to be settled, or this is how this is supposed to be stated or composed, etc. And with that is the guidance. The guidance and the intellect will keep working with it after the light has been turned on in a mysterious way, intuition, cognition, etc. So the light is on now, and the intellect begins to work on what it saw. I really like the word Prophet Abraham gave. He told the big ruler, the one who created me shall guide me. And that's a good way to get another view. Look at Abraham to see him a little clearer. So where is the guidance in creation? The guidance for any form of life is in its created body. Is that not right? Science is the guidance for treating all forms of life from the study of that form of life. The guidance is in its creation, in its form. That is where the guidance is. That's why just anybody can't be a doctor. You can't guess at it. The treatment is scientific. The guidance is in created things. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Murad Muhammad, Block Talk Radio. So qadira refers to strain of mind in the lead to guidance. So this is what Abraham was telling this arrogant ruler. You think you know everything, but no. You are ignorant. You are fallen guesswork. You are nothing but an advanced wealthy witch doctor. Here I'm coming with you the truth, and you have false magic. The one who created me shall guide me. And that's the meaning of Kalika for Sawa, Kadira for Hada. In four steps he created, then he balanced everything. That is laws of things are balanced. It means those things are governed by laws, Kadira. Then he empowered the intellect. That is talking about the intellect, but the same thing happened with creation itself. God has created matter so it comes willingly or unwillingly to the order that God intends for it. So if it is not in agreement, then it is a strain in the matter to conform to the law intended for that matter. It might explode and then find its adjustment, or it might, by some other activity, come to its adjustment. But it is going to come to its adjustment because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it all for peace, so it has to have its peace. So for the intellect straining for the guidance, the intellect strains and strains with issues that the intellect wants to see in some kind of rational order or agreement. The intellect strains and strains. That is what the term qadira is referring to. And after a while, the light comes on. It happens. And the intellect knows this is the answer. So this is how it's supposed to be settled. Or this is how this is supposed to be stated or composed, etc. And with that is the guidance. There is the guidance, and the intellect will keep working with it after the light has been turned on in a mysterious way, intuition, cognition, etc. The light is on now, and the intellect begins to work on what it saw. So lightning, symbolic, symbolizes people following intuitive, but not revelation. So those who won't follow revelation, and they follow nothing but the intuitive light, they are those who wait for the thunder and the lightning, and when the lightning flashes, they walk a little bit. But it goes off and they are at a standstill. The same God who that gives you the intuitive power also gives you revelation. So don't be satisfied with just that. Still seek God. And in time, he will give you revelation, reveal knowledge that comes to the prophets, as we know. Say to the rejecters of faith, I do not worship what you worship. And you are not worshiping what I worship. And I am not worshiping what you worship, or I am not worshiping what you are set upon worshiping. It is a little stronger here. And you are not worshiping what I worship. So for you, your way, your deen. And for me, my deen. And you notice my deen has not the possessive letter Y on it. It just has the Kasharael vowel. Why? Because this is not an individual religion. It is a universal religion of mankind. So it is not nice for us to say in this particular discussion with rejectors, my religion, with some kind of special pride or some kind of special sense or possession. No, it is a religion of mankind. So play down your possession of it, the long vowel double E on it. Just put the little vowel, Kasharae, and don't say my holding is long, but say my real quickly and keep going. Like some people say, my God. That is too long. He is not just your God. He is our God. Uku ukda means enough. Your firm conviction, revolution. So you accept what they say and you find yourself breaking the law. You wake up one morning and you say, good God, I have broken all the law. I didn't know I had slipped into this kind of thinking. The word ukud here from the Arabic root word ukada, which means a knot, and this is firm conviction, meaning your resolution or firm conviction. And I seek refuge from the harm of the evil of the envious when he envies. So these are prayers. They are chapters, but also prayers. I would advise you to pray these prayers. This world is too much for us. We can't manage it, but God will help us. And his help that he gives is the help. All this is universal. Every society has come under the influence or had been tempted by the Satan, and every society has had its magic and its witchcraft. Another chapter says, say, I seek refuge with the Lord of the humanity, mankind of all people. So you see every one of these verses, we are calling on God himself. They are directed to God, and the Quran says to be not of the kafira or rejecter of faith. Be not of the shirk, the polytheist declaring the oneness of God. Here it is a must to have protection from the Lord of the dawn. So we know this is daybreak light. It says, I seek refuge with the Lord of the light. So is the Lord of the light. It is not just light created, but the Lord of the light, the creator, the Lord of the light, or the one who started the light. So the one who caused light to be, he is the one to progress that light, to take that light from beginning to end. Stage by stage. It is a progression for the light. Now, if something interrupts that order and brings about darkness or confusion in the progression of the light, I should turn to the one who started the light in the first place, because he is also the Lord of the light. So we mentioned earlier the Bible saying that there would be a famine, not a famine of food, but a famine of hearing the word of God. The Bible also says that darkness will cover all the whole earth. The Quran says, say, I seek refuge with the Lord of humanity. Mankind is the common usage of this word. Nas means all people. Lord of mankind is a better term because humanity refers to human people refined or people living in accord with their best motivation, in accord with their inherent excellence. The humanity is not necessarily all people. All people have the gift of humanity, but it doesn't mean that they have it. And that is because they are not awakened to it or they don't accept it. But this is all the people, myself. This is not humanity. It is all people of all mankind. Those who won't follow revelation and they follow nothing but the intuitive life, they are those who wait for the thunder and the lightning. And when the lightning flashes, they walk a little bit and it goes off and they are at a standstill. The same God that gave you the intuitive power also gave you revelation. So don't be satisfied with just that. Still seek God, and in time, he will give you revelation. Lightning, thunder, the Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 20, walk only in thunder and lightning. Assalamu alaikum to you again in Ramadan, Mubarak. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the revelation to Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, to all mankind, especially to the believers and the followers of the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him. In the Quranic era, Kenna Ashusu Al-Ma'i, translated, the throne was established before on the water. So with that revelation in Quran, I understand that though people turn bad and their intentions become bad, intentions are still good, the bad people get into the picture and get into control. It does not always mean because it is condemned and because they have taken advantage of a natural situation that the natural situation is bad. It is only there to let us know, but not necessarily that the situation was bad. It was good in its time, but because of design by the shaitan and his followers of the wicked people, the situation became bad and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced it with another. He replaced it with another in accordance with his plan or accordance with the development of human life. As it progresses, as human progresses, the development progresses, then what was used in the past is not best for the new situation where people's lives have been advanced from needing that kind of help or support it was getting before, had advanced where it mandated or required a more advanced or a more progressed situation. Church life is trouble for African Americans. Some people, because of habit and because of sometimes corruption, lack of faith, they continue with something that they know teach human life or hold back human life from reaching the development that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator, wants for it. And they just continue out of habit, sometimes continue out of greed, and sometimes just in ignorance. They continue to exploit human life for selfish gain. And I hate to put down our people. And I hate to put down the church. But on the whole, church life is bad in America. I do not like to say it. But I am forced to say it. It just keeps them in the water. I'll make you fishermen of men. And God says that his throne was upon the water. But then he changed it and he says, Quranic Arabic, Wasi'a kashiruhu semi'ati wa'addi. Translated, his throne extends over the heavens and the earth. So this is revealing to us growth for administration or for the rule of human society on this planet Earth. It is progressing in the time when It depends on fishing and the water of human sensitivity. In the Bible, God shows Jesus Christ beginning his mission, and he went out and he called fishermen to come in and support his mission. They were fishing from the boat in the water. And he told them to follow me. I will teach you how to become fishermen of men. Surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. We will continue this next Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Inshallah, it only means if it please God. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Imam Dr. Maraj speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you. And thank you for listening.